producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. It's the 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock edition of What's On Your Mind. And there's a on Fridays on this show on What's On Your Mind. Scott normally does a normal or nuts. That's the theme of the show. Oh, are you kidding me? Right, Mr. Producer just reminded me that it's no longer. You know, it's are you kidding me? And that's completely applicable today. And we're definitely going to dig into some are you kidding me subject matter. But I want to set up the show today. I am, as you probably already know, Leon Francis. I am the first hour of What's On Your Mind. I'll be hosting at 9 and 10 o'clock, Scott will be back in studio, and he'll host the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. At 8:20, as always, we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner. Hopefully we have Ellen Ratner, and she has her sat phone, and as she's jet-setting all over the globe, and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to discuss the news from of the day from the left and from the right. And then at 8:30, we have Craig Whitney, president of the Chamber of Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo, and he's going to be previewing next week's State of Technology event. That's going to be a fascinating event. It's technology, you know, all of the new and exciting things that are going to be coming to the area. So that's going to be awesome. Then at 8:40, Tori Westrum, Republican candidate for Minnesota 7th Congressional District. He's running against Congressman Colin Peterson, and we're going to just get an update on how his campaign is going. Basic questions on one, how the campaign is going. What is the end game look like in this race, and what he can do for the folks in the 7th Congressional District. What he brings to the table, that sort of thing. And as always, if you have a question or a comment, 855-200-1776, extension 2 gets you live on air. Leave your question, ask a question, leave your comment, that sort of thing. Always love the feedback and the interaction with the listening audience. Always. Some open phone times at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. And then we have Nancy Willis at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. She's Government Affairs Director for the North Dakota Association of Realtors. And she's going to be speaking to the topic of why the North Dakota Association of Realtors are advocating a yes vote on Measure 2. So stay tuned for that. We also have Governor Jack Dalrymple in the middle of the 10 o'clock hour. And we're going to be speaking with the governor about continued rail shipping issues for ag producers. We're also going to talk about his visit, the visit of the energy secretary, that other natural gas and plant announcements, and how the state is handling illegals coming to the state. So all of those topics are fascinating topics and a really, really good discussion point. So call in often as you can. Listen in, you know, all the time, and especially in this first hour here, 855-200-1776, extension 2. So, again, today, there's several things that make me scratch my head. And we touched on them yesterday. For a couple of days now, there's been this debate in this country, you know, about the direction of America, how America is going to look going forward. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at pictures. I'm listening to talk radio, you know, and with me, the politics is kind of my, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm eating lunch or breakfast or whatever, I'm thinking about politics. That's just the way my mind works. It's kind of weird. It's a little weird, but, you know, there you go. But on a Are You Kidding Me Friday, I have a couple of Are You Kidding Me's. Now, I'm listening to talk radio this morning. You got a guy in there for Bill Bennett, and he's talking about, you know, whether or not we would be calling for demilitarization of the police if it was a police officer instead that had gotten shot or was killed in the line of duty, or as opposed to, you know, what's going on down there in Ferguson. And I'm scratching my head because, you know, I'm thinking all across conservative media, for the past, I don't know how many years, we've been calling for the demilitarization of our police forces. And now, you know, as soon as the talking point doesn't quite match up with the normal paradigm, you know, the IRS armed up and the BLM and all those folks armed up, the second it switches, the paradigm switches, now we're venturing into, do we really want to demilitarize the police? And in my opinion, that's a Are You Kidding Me moment. It's hypocritical. I mean, I just can't. It blows my mind. And again, I am a talk radio junkie. So I listen every day, all day. I'm in the car. Talk radio is going on. If I'm on a job site, I got a podcast in my ear with the iPhone, that sort of thing. So I know what the conversation has been, especially these past 8 years. Why is the paradigm changing now? Why do we have the talking heads in the conservative circles, conservative talk radio, changing their tune now? I was kind of livid this morning. I was just a little bit, and I hadn't had coffee either, so I was a little honorary. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wait a minute, why are we switching the conversation now? Maybe some of you guys out there and gals out there can help me understand what is going on. Either we are moving toward despotism or a tyrannical state, or we're not. You can't have it your way when the paradigm fits your narrative. And if you do, Are You Kidding Me moment, period. Karen in North Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hello. There's 10 years ago, there's this wonderful Republican talk show host. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His name is Scott Hannon. He's actually still a talk show host. And back then, he used to vote for Colin Peterson. So give me on the air one reason why Scott Hannon should vote for Colin Peterson's Republican opponent this year.
Well, see, that's not a question for me, Karen. That's a question for Scott. Scott and I talk about politics in general terms. I don't think we've ever talked about Colin Peterson or that sort of thing. But that's a great question to ask him when he's on the air. And I, now that you put it on my mind, I will definitely speak to him about, you know, who does he like over there? But I have no idea. You got to also remember, just because we have folks on the show, and same thing with me on my show in the afternoon, doesn't mean you're endorsing them or whatever. You're just giving them a mic. You're just giving them the opportunity to get their voices out to the folks. Because, and as you know, yesterday we talked about this, and I believe I spoke with you about this also. about the low voter turnout, and we're trying to figure out why in the primaries, that sort of thing. Well, this is one of the tools that candidates use to get their name out there to try to boost the voter turnout in the primaries, because we know the general election, they have a lot of money thrown at them. This is one of the formats that they can use to get their positions out to the folks and give you a better choice between candidates to represent you. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, see, this Republican talk show host 10 years ago is a local, he still is a local, like the most popular local celebrity, so why should he use his power to back the Republican opponent of Colin Peterson?
I don't know. That's a good question for Scott. But on the other side, thank you, Karen, for the question, and I will pose it to us. But on the other side of this break, we're going to have Blanketa Cullum and hopefully Ellen Ratner, News and Views from the Left and the Right. We'll be right back right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nested Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back, and this is the show that asks, what's on your mind? Another thing that we're asking this morning is, are you kidding me? I guess that's not really a question, but it is definitely a something that I've been saying this morning and for the past week. But if you want to share what's on your mind, 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you live on air. Apparently, Ellen is still jet-setting around, and she hasn't got her hands on a sat phone yet. But we have Blanquita Cullum, and she is, and I didn't mean but, you know, as a, it's always a great conversation when Blanquita comes to what's on your mind. So I want to welcome you to the show, Blanquita.
Well, that's okay. You know, I always feel welcome. And I actually spoke to them yesterday, just got in Juba last night. And what a dangerous place that is. So I ask all your audience to keep them in prayer because, you know, I'm a strong believer in prayer. They're there for a very important, you know, mission. And they go out there and they oversee slave liberations. And when you see all the horrible mistreatment of human beings in Iraq, you have a similar, if not worse, situation going on in Sudan. South yeah. Sudan has separated. They are the kind of like the newest country, but they still have a lot of problems. Very dangerous. So I certainly applaud their bravery in going, and always ask for your good audience to put them in prayer.
Absolutely, absolutely. I look at that situation over there in Iraq, and if there was ever a reason for us to go and put some, foot to Levi's, I think that would be, that would be one of those occasions. And, that tiny, breakaway new country sounds
right.
Like, you know, they could use just a little bit of help over there. So I totally agree.
So, you know, with so much going on, I mean, around the world and in our own country. Yeah, we've
yeah.
got the situation in Missouri. But remember, all around the United States now, in places we don't know, we have an incredible amount of illegal immigrants, some of which are from Latin America, some are from other places, and even the governors are not allowed to know where they are, plus all the problems that we have internationally. We got some trouble in River City here.
And I agree again. And it kind of segues nicely in the "Are you kidding me?" Segment of what's on your mind, because that's what today is. Are you kidding me? Friday, and that is absolutely an "Are you kidding me?" moment. You know, we got a lot of things going on here. Like you said, the Missouri, what's going on down there in Missouri, what's going on with folks just crossing. There was a reporter, and I cannot remember his name, and I should, but he crossed our southern border multiple times dressed as and in an Osama bin Laden mask. And I'm
right.
like, how does this happen, you know?
And you also have to remember, and I mean, I think I've spoken to you about this before, notoriously on the border between Guatemala and Mexico, in the area of Mexico known as Chiapas, okay? A lot of people have heard the famous Mexican song Chiapanecas, which goes da-da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Well, that's called yeah. Chiapanecas, and that's in the area close to Guatemala. There has been, you know, allegedly a terrorist training camp there for over 25 years. And
shut
in fact,
the front
many
door.
people remember the old story of the ski mask bandit that, you know, called him Subcomandante Marcos. To think that it is not a breeding ground for people who don't like us, come on. So I guess what concerns me is, you know, I totally have a great love for Mexico, but I don't like what's going on, and I think the president needs to get a grip on it.
Absolutely. I think this president needs to get a grip on a lot of things. A couple of topics that I really want to get your opinion on, and they're going to have to be kind of quick. Have you seen this Gamescom game? That, and this is a "Are you kidding me?" a moment here. Well, where in this video game you can shoot racist Tea Partiers in Battlefield Hardline. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but it's hideous. It's more a perpetration of evil. It's It's terrible. What's turning Americans against each other because of their point of view?
Right. And the Tea Partier types have things like the Gadsden flag and the thing. I have a Gadsden flag. I have some shirts with the Gadsden on it, all yellow. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And these are first-person shooter games. So that's a one
terrible.
Of those.
Yes, sir, let me just put one out to you. It's on my mind. I saw this on my Facebook. A woman from San Francisco who is a well-known liberal broadcaster put a picture of Annie Oakley with a gun saying, I love men, but I'm not afraid. I know how to shoot and kill, okay?
Right.
And I wrote her a note and I said, what if this had been a picture of a man saying that about a woman? Would we have put that cute little tag on it? And she said, well, I believe in Second Amendment rights. I said, but that's not what that said. You know, I said, there's a distinction. I absolutely support Second Amendment rights, but, you know, this is where these people perpetrate a fraud. They'll put out a picture of Annie Oakley trying to say that she could shoot and kill. What if they put O.J. Simpson out there saying that he could shoot and kill?
I mean,
it's ridiculous that the left is so distorted, and yet they would compromise the Second Amendment rights of most American citizens. It really upsets me.
Oh, yeah. Something that, and this is a, not a, are you kidding me? This is actually a good thing, in my opinion. Did you hear that Gentry, he is one of the guys behind the smart gun technology. He was in a meeting with Eric Holder. And it's pretty well known fact that, you know, Eric Holder wants this smart gun technology because, you know, and as a matter of fact, up there in New Jersey, 3 years after we have smart gun technology, all of the older style guns will be outlawed. They will be banned. So you will have to have this. Well, this guy, Gentry, told them, he's with Kodiak Arms, he's the president, he said, absolutely not. He says, and he's talking to Holder. He says, I stopped him right there. I looked right across the table at Eric Holder, and I said, you know, if you try to mandate my smart gun technology, I'll burn it down. The
wow.
intelligent gun, yeah. He said it's designed to save lives, not restrict freedom. And I'm glad when we're talking about.
That's kind of an Ayn Rand moment. That's kind
Absolutely.
Of an Ayn Rand moment. I'm not a big Ayn Rand fan, but in this case, like in The Fountainhead, you know, he's not going to let anybody steal his building, so to speak. He'd rather tear it down. It's very interesting and good for him.
Absolutely, and that's a good patriotic way to start as the day. Thank you, Blanquita,
well,
for coming on and
weekend.
Oh, I absolutely will, and you do the same. We will be right back with our next guest, Craig Whitney, right after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are back, and this is the show that asks you what's on your mind. You know what's on my mind right now? What's on my mind is technology. And thankfully, luckily, I have a guy on the phone that knows all about technology from right here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. It's Craig Whitney, president of the Chamber of Fargo-Moorhead and West Fargo. And we're going to be talking about an event that they're going to hold next week, and it's the State of Technology event. Wow, what is wrong with my tongue today? My apologies, Mr. Whitney. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Leon, how are you, Greg? Nice to be with you. I got to correct you on one thing. I'm not the expert on technology by any means, but hopefully I can talk a little bit about this great event we're doing next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good deal. Good. So next Wednesday, the Chamber of Commerce is going to hold this event and the topic of the day will be technology coming to this area?
That's absolutely correct. Next Wednesday, we're very happy, kind of a different format for us. We're hosting, along with Senator John Hoeven, this is our fourth year now, we're hosting the State of Technology event at the Fargo Theater in downtown Fargo, and it will start at 8:30 in the morning and last until noon, and it's really focusing on some great technology that's being done in the region, and as well as some great local entrepreneurs that are in the technology field.
Good deal. So folks that are coming, and if you are a member of the chamber, if you're a chamber member, registration is $20. General admission is $30. So say I have a small business in the tech sector, Fargo Tech, fargotech.com. There you go. So say I wanted to attend this event. What could I expect if I, you know, come over, general admission, I come in, John Hoeven is there, and all these speakers are there. What can I expect to take away from this event?
Well, a couple things. Let me just maybe, if it's okay with you, run through the morning. We're going to kick it off, as I said, at 8:30. Some welcoming comments. Obviously, we want to pay tribute to our sponsors, which we could not do this event without. Then Senator Hoeven will give some brief remarks. And then at about 8:50, we have Gary Inman, who is with Bell State Bank and Trust. He is the board president for the Information Technology Council of North Dakota. And he's going to give kind of an update on the Dakota Fiber Initiatives update. which is dealing with broadband. And then we're very excited that from 9 to 10 o'clock, we have a keynote speaker, Doug Burgum, with the Kilbourne Group. And, of course, most people know that Doug started Great Plains Software that is now was sold a number of years ago to Microsoft. We expect to hear some great things from him. And then beginning at 10:15, we have some individuals from GE, General Electric, that are partnering with Sanford Health that will be talking to us about some state-of-the-art technology that is used in Sanford, in the Moorhead Clinic, and then in the new hospital in Fargo. And then we have a local company, President and CEO Shane Walisky, who is the president and CEO of Intelligent Insights, and he will be sharing some of the state-of-the-art technology that that Intelligent Insights is using all around the country, including a large VA contract they got a number of years ago, but certainly locally with our, again, with Stanford. And then we have some local entrepreneurs, Tim Brookings, who is a distinguished engineer with Microsoft, but in this particular case, he's talking about a location technology that he has, a young entrepreneur, and then Jake Jorstad, who's a co-founder of Myriad Mobile. And so we have just a fantastic morning, and I think in terms of the takeaway, I think people will have, learning some of the great things that are being done right here in the local area.
Wow, that is a long and a very knowledgeable list of folks. I mean, it's a lot of these folks I know, but that's a lot to pack in.
It is. And then we finish off the day with Gene Maskey, who's the chief operating officer of Zing, which is a new Fargo company, and she has a special technology that is used a mobile app to order food from her restaurant. And so, again, some great local entrepreneurs, and obviously the goal here is to just to highlight what's going on right here in our neck of the woods.
And I'm looking at your sponsors, and yeah, they are the who's who in the technology sector, and that's everything from like mobile tech to health tech. So yeah, if you have a vested interest, or if you're just interested, I would very much encourage you to get out there to the. Where is it going to be held again? I think
it's Leon. It's at the Fargo Theater in downtown Fargo. And as I said, that's a little bit of a different type of venue for us, but we're excited because there's so much going on in downtown Fargo, and a lot of these entrepreneurs that I just mentioned are very involved in that development, and so it's going to be an exciting morning.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be in North Dakota, period, and to be in this area. I know a lot of times we're talking about oil and ag, and I think a lot of folks don't realize the huge tech footprint that is here, and it's growing. We got a lot of bright folks right here, a lot of great entrepreneurs, new business startups, Kickstarter projects that are going on right here in the area. So I think that this is an awesome, awesome event. I think it will be anyway. And your slate of speakers is bar none, head and shoulders above anywhere else. So I want to encourage everyone on August 20th, 8:30 a.m. to noon, Fargo Theater, on and off Broadway, 314 Broadway North, general admission, $30, chamber members, $20, and that is a very small ticket price for this slate of speakers. So, absolutely, thank you for holding this event, and is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to tell your listeners about this event and just sort of reiterate what you said, and that is that we're very fortunate in this region to have some great entrepreneurs, a lot of great technology, and the reason Senator Hovind likes to hold this event with us is he likes to be able to speak with his colleagues in Washington and spread the word across the state about the great things that are going on right here in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Absolutely. And I have to say, you know, I'm not a native of North Dakotan, but I remember coming here way back in like 96, 97. And, you know, it wasn't a bad area, but it wasn't to my liking, to my taste. So I left. And then I come back here a couple of years ago. I can't believe the growth and the technology footprint that is in this area is phenomenal. So I just want to thank you guys for putting this information out, putting events like this on, and getting it out to the folks that Fargo is, North Dakota, Minnesota is more than just oil and ag. There's a lot of tech here and a lot of bright folks that are making sure that the tech sector is a very strong catalyst to the employment and to just basically the technological savvy of the area. So again, want to thank you for that. And I have John Hoven there as basically our liaison to the folks in Bismarck and the folks in Washington. I think you couldn't ask for a better spokesman. So again, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So in the very next segment, we're going to have and Karen kind of alluded to this. We're going to have Tory Westrum on, and he's running for Congress. He has a very unique perspective, and I would encourage anyone out there to have questions or comments to call in 855-200-1776. Karen posed a very, you know, a very cogent question, a very applicable question. And one of the reasons why you have candidates on is so we were talking about low voter turnout. This is one of the ways that you get to know the candidate right here on talk radio, on media platforms like this. That name, like you're looking down the ballot, it won't be a blank, you know, who is this Tory Westrum? You'll know. Guy has a very unique perspective. He has a vision for our future. And in the very next segment, we're going to have him on. Okay. Hey, Tory, are you, you're with us now, right?
I'm with you, yes.
Okay, my apologies. I was So you're running for Congress, are you?
I am. I'm running for Congress here in Western Minnesota against Democrat Colin Peters.
Good deal, good deal. So when we say you have a unique perspective, can you explain to the folks what your unique perspective is? You have, and your life hasn't been an easy one. You know, you've had some hardships, and I want you to kind of share those with the folks.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on, and what you're referring to, growing up, I was in a farm-related accident where I lost my eyesight and continued working on the farm after that, a dairy farm that my parents had, a crop farm, and, you know, life's about overcoming challenges, and, you know, that's one that it's occurred in my life, and that's, you know, you got to pick yourself up and move on and do the best you can. That's currently, as you know, I serve in the state Senate here in Minnesota.
Yes. And I think that a unique perspective and that can-do attitude, I think that's one of the things that is missing in politics today. So on the other side of the break, we'll delve more into your campaign, ask how it's going, that sort of thing, and what you bring to the table for Minnesotans. We'll be right back with Mr. Westrum right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are back. This is What's On Your Mind, and I am your host for this hour, Leon Francis, and our guest is Tori Westrum, and he's on the show today asking for your support because he wants to represent you. He has a long list of accomplishments, comes from a very unique background where he overcame some obstacles life threw at him. He took it in stride and he kept going. A 2012 inductee to the Wrestling Hall of Fame, awarded the Medal of Courage, appointed by the president in 2002 to serve on the Ticket to Work Task Force, owner of a small business, graduate of William Mitchell Law School and practicing attorney. So, I mean, the guy, he is if you want to, and this may be a little cheesy, he's an American. He can do, and he wants to bring that attitude when he's representing you. So, Tori, what else do you want to get out to the folks?
Well, Leon, you know, this race is a real critical year, this election, the direction of this country, the Democrat administration that we see the way it's heading. People want change, and that's the reason I am running for Congress. It is very concerning to me, the debt that's piling up on our children from the federal government that the current congressman continues to vote to raise the debt ceiling. Keystone Pipeline, we've got a pipeline right in our backyard that needs to be built. We've got rail car shortages in Minnesota needing to haul grain and propane because of it. We've got navigable waters and an EPA that's out of control trying to regulate waters for farmers and U.S. waters by redefining them. The list goes on, and that's the reason we need change in fresh leadership in Washington, D.C.
Good. So why does Colin Peterson need to go? Why should the folks throw their support behind you and not Colin Peterson?
Well, you know, we've got a health care law called Obamacare that was dubbed the Affordable Care Act. It's become the Unaffordable Care Act, affecting families and farmers with the premiums that are increasing. He votes to keep that the law of the land. As I mentioned, we've got a Keystone Pipeline that his administration continues to block, harming our farmers, harming our communities, people that need propane in our state for heating this winter, farmers that need to have their grain hauled from the elevators so they can bring their new crops in. And these are all problems caused by his administration. The Obama administration is out of touch with Western Minnesota and Midwest values, and it's time to bring fresh leadership. And 24 years is long enough. It's time for a change.
I agree. How do you feel about the budget as it stands right now?
Well, we know we're not on a sustainable course. You can't continue to just raise the debt ceiling like they did this past spring. Colin Peterson supported raising the debt ceiling on our children's future, $1 trillion this past February. And there's no path or plan for a balanced budget in place. That needs to happen. We know we need to live within our means. And we were not on a sustainable course. And so that's real concerning. You know, as a dad, as a father, as a husband, with my children's future at stake, that's why I've decided to step up and make some changes in this country, because Colin Peterson's not speaking up for the children that are going to be paying this debt off.
Absolutely. So this is a really big ag area here. Where are you coming from on ag issues? How can you help the folks out there where ag is a big part of their life?
Well, first of all, I grew up on a dairy farm. I grew up on a farm. I have an agriculture background. I grew up in a small town or rural area, in a small town area. I know what it's like. I represent these rural values, the common sense that we know you have to balance your budget. But, you know, for farmers, for agriculture, we want a strong ag economy. But one of the things that government can do is get out of the way of farmers. We don't need an EPA trying to regulate and redefine the waters of the U.S. and affect and add more regulations to farmers trying to raise their crops and do what they do best, feed our country and feed the world. And so
absolutely.
We need to have that kind of change brought to Washington. It's time to rein in this big government of Obamacare, this big government of an EPA out of control, and that's what I want to bring to Washington.
Good deal. And we have like less than a minute left, but I want you to tell me and tell the listeners out here, Colin Peterson, he's a pretty big leader in the ag, in everything that's ag. How do you plan on gaining ground on the lead that he has and the stature that he has in the ag community?
Well, I am a tireless voice for agriculture. I have been in the state Senate. I have that background. The Farm Bill has passed. The Farm Bill and the policies of affecting agriculture are set for the next 5 years. And so that passed this past year. I would have supported that just the same.
Tory Westrum. Tory, we're out of time today, but that's Tory Westrum. He is a guy with a can-do attitude, lots of credentials, and he is asking for your support. We'll be right back with more of a What's On Your Mind right after this.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Affordable housing is here in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Tell you about some friends of mine. They have a beautiful three-bedroom home there. Nice kitchen, dining room. The bedrooms, by the way, walk-in closets, nice big mudroom, living room. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. Two decks, a parking pad. Right now today, $7,000 down, $1,200 a month. You own that home in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools, three blocks north of Cashwise. Frontier Village, call 701-628-1215 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.